This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Terrifying moments early this morning for the residents of an apartment complex in southeast Colorado Springs. Police began getting calls about shots being fired around 2:30 this morning. Police then went to the Intero Apartments at 1300 Sandalwood Drive, that is near Fountain and Murray in southeast Colorado Springs. They saw a number of shots fired at a third-floor apartment. No one was injured, but the investigation continuing.
A man is facing charges in multiple counties after a bizarre vehicle theft earlier this week. Investigators say 33-year-old Jeremiah James Taylor stole a Park County Sheriff's Office vehicle early Monday, then drove it to a service call in Teller County. Deputies saw the vehicle and chased the suspect until he crashed the car. He ran away, but was eventually captured in the woods. Taylor faces charges including aggravated motor vehicle theft and impersonating a peace officer.
A funeral for a Colorado Springs Walgreens employee killed in a break room with a score scheduled for tomorrow. Services for 17-year-old Riley Whitelaw held at the Woodman Valley Chapel at 11 a.m. She was found dead in that drugstore at Centennial and Vindicator on June 11th. Investigators say that she had complained to store managers about a fellow employee and asked not to work with him and on different schedules. That employee, 28-year-old Joshua Johnson, made his first court appearance yesterday. He's facing charges of first-degree murder in her death.
The Secretary of State's office is stepping in and will exercise supervisory authority during Pueblo County's primary election amid multiple ballot issues. Starting today, an observer will be inside the Pueblo County Election Department monitoring County Clerk Gilbert Bo Ortiz's operations. Mike Schuster is a Democrat vying for County Commissioner whose name was left off of 250 ballots that went to overseas voters, according to Ortiz's office. But upon further investigation, that number ballooned a week later to 1,600.
You wonder how many people know that they have a wrong ballot. You know, that's the catch there, is they don't know if they can come in or not. You know, they've got it. They think it's the correct one and they don't know.
While the state has appointed an observer, that's different from what happened this year in Mesa County, where an election supervisor took over all responsibilities from Tina Peters. The Secretary of State saying that the observer will be enough to ensure an accurate and secure election in Pueblo County. Taxpayers will be getting back at least $750 as part of the Colorado Cashback Program. Greg Sabetsky, chief economist with the Colorado Legislative Council, said a June budget forecast shows the refund being issued by the state will increase by $250 for individuals, $500 for those who filed jointly.
So right now we have a slowing economy. We have a lot of revenue that was accelerated into this fiscal year, meaning that it's borrowing against future revenue.
The legislature approved sending the special tax refund payment during their recent session. Taxpayers who have filed their returns by the end of this month will get their payment in August.
High gas prices are scaring volunteers away from a prominent nonprofit, hindering its ability to serve area seniors. Silver Key Senior Services relies on volunteers to deliver meals, welfare checks, and crucial face-to-face time. Price of gas now bringing that to a sudden halt. Silver Key's Derek Wilson saying that volunteers are being asking the agency to perform different roles to avoid driving. The nonprofit owns a fleet of its own vehicles, but if drivers drive those, the costs pass along the organization and in turn impacting more services, like the ability to help step in and make sure that utility bills are paid.
We probably get anywhere from 3 to 15 calls a day to our Silver Line about utility assistance and needs, or power is going to be shut off, something like that.
Wilson says that everything Silver Key does operates out of the generosity of others. If you'd like to help, you can find a link to do so over at KRDO.com. Taking a check of our latest COVID-19 case counts now across southern Colorado. 371 new positive cases are reported in El Paso County in the past 24-hour reporting period. 121 new cases reported in Pueblo County, 15 in Teller County, 22 in Fremont County. There were no COVID-related deaths announced in the last update for all four counties.
COVID vaccines for kids 6 months old to 5 years old begin in Colorado starting today. This move comes after FDA approval. Colorado has been allocated 31,000 doses of the specially formulated Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. Some 269 providers have been pre-approved statewide for administering the vaccines. A state-hosted mobile vaccine clinic will be held Saturday at Children's Hospital Colorado in Colorado Springs.
Well, happy Wednesday, everybody. We are going to see the sunshine that we have outside being replaced with a little bit of cloud cover and some afternoon showers and storms. The best chance for seeing those afternoon showers and heavier downpours comes up in the high country around the San Luis Valley, the southern Sangre de Cristo Mountains, and the San Juan Mountains as well. Some burn scar flooding not out of the question up in that area today. We'll see some shower activity this afternoon along the plains, but that threat goes up as we head towards Thursday and Friday, as do our temperatures. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.